Hello and welcome to another 9-minute Bible study. Our starting point, Acts chapter 10, verse 34. Up to this point, we have seen some of the major statements of Simon Peter in the book of Acts. The first major statement of Simon Peter was in Acts chapter 2, starting with verse 16, "But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh." This line, spoke on the day of Pentecost, is referring to the baptism of the Holy Ghost that began on that day and continues up until the present time. A few chapters later, when Peter was on trial in Acts chapter 5, he said the following line, Acts chapter 5, verse 29, "We ought to obey God rather than men." In other words, when faced with the decision of whether one follows the law of man or what God said, the believers are to follow after God. Now, in Acts chapter 10, verse 34, we're about to see the third major saying of Simon Peter in the book of Acts. What was the setting? Simon Peter is in the house of Cornelius, a Gentile. At first, Simon Peter did not know why he was there until Cornelius explained that the Lord had Cornelius send for him to basically what? To hear all things that are commanded thee of God. And what did God command Simon Peter to say? The gospel message. Now, up to this point, the gospel had not yet been preached to the Gentiles, to those who are not Jewish. Now, let's look at how we got here. The three visions that Simon Peter saw. Remember that number three, very important. It established the certainty of what was being said and what was being seen. What God has cleansed, do not call unclean or common. We also saw the Holy Spirit telling Peter to go to this house of Cornelius the Gentile. So Peter knows he is where he is exactly supposed to be because God told him to be there. We have to obey God rather than men. Now, the proverbial light bulb comes on. Peter understands that he is now to preach the gospel to all men. God can cleanse Gentiles with the blood of Jesus just as much as he can cleanse those who are Jewish. In English, anyone can become a believer in Jesus. Anyone can hear the gospel message. Anyone can be saved. The blood washes away the sins of all who believe, regardless of race, ethnicity, or nationality. Peter's line, verse 34, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." Let's drive home this point. There is one gospel to all who believe. God is not a respecter of persons. God treats everyone in this church age the same. "He who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved," verse 35. "But in every nation, he that fears him and works righteousness is accepted with him." Let's tie this to the gospel message. When Jesus went to the cross and shed his blood, what did Jesus say in John 3:16? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, God so loved the world. Let's not run away from the definition of the word world. Everyone who is living here on earth at this time can be saved. What Jesus did on the cross when he shed his blood, this can save everyone. Those who fear God are those who believe in the Christ, the cross, the resurrection. The second part, works righteousness. Those who now believers in Jesus, who follow after the leading and the guiding of the Spirit. It does not matter what race or ethnicity or nationality a person is. When one hears the gospel and believes, they are part of the same called out body of believers known as the church. Everyone who believes, we are church. Are we together on this? Let's keep moving. Verse 36. The word which God sent into the children of Israel, remember, the gospel did start with Israel. Now it is spreading beyond Israel. The gospel in the church age started in Jerusalem. It went to Judea and Samaria. Now it's making its first foothold with the Gentiles, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. Let's hold there. Peace. Before Jesus went to the cross, all were under sin, the law of sin and death. There was no peace between God and man at all. Something needed to happen to reconcile or settle the differences between God and man. That reconciliation was Jesus. Yes, we know that Jesus made the atonement offering to pay our sin debt. What Jesus was also doing, he was settling the differences between Gentiles and Jews, those who were in sin, and with God the Father. The peace was made by Jesus through the shedding of his blood on the cross. The blood of Jesus brings in the peace between God and man. Now, Peter, he is beginning to realize this applies not just to the Jew, but also to the Gentiles. That peace came through Jesus Christ. Not just peace between God and individual Israelites, but between God and individual Gentiles as well. The message that was preached by Jesus, the message that we preach is this: all who call on the name of the Lord are saved. The blood of Jesus pays the sin debt for everyone who hears the gospel and believes in the gospel. And we need to preach this message to everyone and all that the Lord sends us to minister to. And we'll pick up with this in our next lesson.